Wow. I had to scroll all the way down because I was saying how everybody's here texting with us today, which is awesome. And there's so many to get to. I'll try to get to everybody as we get through a little bit of the show here. All the way down to the very beginning here from 3490, which they gave us the good everyone. Happy hump day.
God,
have
where
a great
are they?
Day. Yeah, they're way down. 1132. One more thing about your mammo. They said, morning, Scott and Allie. I'm set. They wrote it like a pirate. I'm set for me first mammo.
Oh.
And I'm not excited about it. Just did the undercarriage appointment. I love you all have adopted our terminology.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you go to the doctor and go, I'm here for my undercarriage.
Right. Gotta get the undercarriage checked.
Oh, man. They said me and the doc were laughing it up. Now, that's a position I'm not interested. I mean, I've never been in that position, nor do I want to be, but I can't imagine having a hot time.
Do you remember the last time when I went to the OBGYN and I said to the nurse, now, they were still masking at that point. And I said to the nurse, you kind of look familiar, but you're wearing a mask, so I can't quite tell. And she goes, you're at my wedding.
Oh.
Because she
taking an awkward situation even more.
She was married to our old afternoon guy.
I remember this story.
Yes,
now
she was married to Chase.
Oh God, and love the old Obgyn.
Exactly. Anyway, this is something from this past weekend. I was emceeing an event for St. Baldrick's as we were raising money for kids cancer research. Pardon me.
She knows where she was, people. Just follow with us.
Yes. And I did a lot of dad jokes because I had said, after you guys all shave your head, because that was the fundraiser. It was like a shave-a-thon type thing. I said, after you guys shave your head, you're going to be all Scott-free lookalikes. So I'm going to give you a bunch of dad jokes that's like Scott would do, mm-hmm. you know? And
except mine have been banned. They're still in Allie's car.
I took Scott's tin of dad jokes. 9644 said, happy Wang Out Wednesday, first of all.
Yeah.
Of course, first and foremost.
Or with Thursday, this week only.
And the girls loved Allie doing the dad jokes on Saturday. Hey, those were Scott's. Those were all from the arsenal.
But we give them to the cause when needed.
That's right. Absolutely. Michelle Entertainment
wants,
for all.
Yeah, Michelle wants us to give her loving husband, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
A happy first anniversary. Oh, Michelle, congratulations.
That's so exciting.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. There's a billion more texts.
Yeah, we'll come back to text, but yeah, let's like get to some meat and potatoes because do you want to do Bridge or P. Diddley first?
Let's do the Bridge really quick here because the stories that have developed out of this, so there were six still missing. They believe them to be construction workers. Interestingly, and I've heard a lot of this come out now since yesterday, because yesterday as it was breaking news, we didn't know what was going on except for the container ship had rammed into the structure of the bridge, brought it down in Baltimore. So they had something called two harbor captains on this boat. This is mm-hmm. something that's part of the law in Maryland. And the ship lost power. So this is not something where it was a terrorist act where they're like, you know, turn the wheel into the mm-hmm. bridge and cause mass death. The ship had lost power. Here's what was interesting. The harbor captains were able to contact the authorities to basically say, get traffic off the bridge.
Mm.
Here's the unfortunate part. They did not reach the construction company filling potholes in time to say, get off the bridge. Even running, that would be the fastest mile you've ever run because that bridge was a mile and a half long.
Maybe I am wrong on this, but so yesterday when we didn't know anything, we were like, oh, Baltimore is busy. I'm sure people are on the bridge, blah, blah, blah. But weren't people not on the bridge because of the construction?
No, it was like, you ever drive down 86 and they have one lane closed?
Yes.
And the other lane is just moving. So it would have been like that. It wasn't a totally closed bridge. Now, traffic was lighter. It was 1:30 in the morning. Totally. I don't care if you're a bigger city or not, like Baltimore. It is lighter traffic than if you were out at, say, 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So that helped. But that was the whole thing around it. So, unfortunately, also, they've moved from search and rescue to now recovery because there's no expected survivors now.
One of the rescue efforts that's happening today is they're looking for the data recorder, though. So hopefully that'll give more information. It's like the black box when planes go down.
Well, that should be on the boat, right?
Right, right.
Oh, they'll find that.
You say that.
Well, it's insane.
Yeah, right, but things flow, or maybe things might get, you know, with a current. There's still that. I'm not saying it's going to happen that way. I'm just saying I don't think it's like, oh, here it is.
See, I think it might. I think they'll be okay because the boat, when the images I saw, and this was eerie. We couldn't see this yesterday in the bridge collapse images. Mm-hmm. The boat is actually, part of the bridge is on the boat. It's not moved.
I saw that.
Oh, it's creepy.
Definitely. Now, the other thing was that President Biden said the U.S. government would cover the entire cost of rebuilding the bridge.
Okay.
Now
it was a major artery.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Now the P. Diddley thing.
Oh boy.
So we know that his house was raided yesterday and that there were names that started getting leaked. One of them was Prince Harry. But honestly, when I looked at why he was named, it was only because he had not only, but he had partied with him years ago. So it's not like, oh, he was part of the sex trafficking. I don't want to say that. I don't want to accuse him of that just yet. It was just that he had met him a couple times.
And years ago, though, that's where a lot of these allegations are stemming from.
Right. And then Usher was named, too. Oh. But Usher, he said he hung out there when he was 13.
Oh, wow.
Right. So I don't what it sounds like.
What did I do at 13?
What it sounds like is Usher saying, you could get a hold of anything back in the day. Whenever he was watching everything go on around him as a 13-year-old, your eyeballs are as big as saucers. You're like, whoa, there's boobies.
Here's the other thing, too, you got to keep in mind is these are people that are, you're a famous person. P. Diddley, still is a famous person. Of course he's going to have contact with other big names.
Yep.
It's just the way it is. It's not as though it's a brush sweep of all these people that are now, in a bad spot too. It's just, of course he's going to know people.
It feels very Epstein-like, because do you remember when the rumblings of Epstein started? And it was like, okay, wait, Bill Clinton is named, and so is Bill Gates. Yeah. And so now it's a matter of filtering out who was there and what were they doing when they were there.
Yeah, and a lot of people may have just, there are going to be people that just had no clue. They had no clue, or they may have heard a rumor at one point. It was one of those things, not true.
Like the Harvey Weinstein stuff. Now, one other thing about P. Diddy, Diddley, that is, his drug mule. So this is the guy he basically provides drugs for his entire camp. He constantly, P. Diddy is on the hotline.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then they bring over what they do. Whatever the Escalade rolls in with whatever.
Whatever he wants.
Wow. I'm not like surprised at that either.
No, me neither. It's like when they get a shipment at one of the weed stores around here.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.